Yeah, you know what, though? Given what they gave up, the fact that there's not going to be one player debuting in Detroit this week is highly disappointing.
It is.
And yet, you know, I mean, look, the on paper, they got an A for trading Justin Verlander for Perez, Rodgers, and Cameron. They got a B-plus for trading David Price for Daniel Norris, Matt Boyd, and Jairo Laborte. You know, the paper, it doesn't really matter what their grades are on paper. What do they do on the field? And I have to go back and look in 1987 what grade the Braves got for trading for John Smoltz.
Doyle Alexander.
They gave it Doyle Alexander, the Tigers. It's the paper does. It's what do they do on the field? And that is yet to be. But I am disappointed that there is not one player that they traded for that is going to end up in a Tiger uniform this week.
You're right. None of them are this week. You know, Lee is the relief pitcher. One of the guys that got in the Chafin deal, he's pitching at AAA at this point, but he missed a good portion of the year earlier in the season. High strikeout guy, but he's got some control issues, and he's been hit. He's not hard to hit, apparently. Minor leaguers have hit 254 in their career against him, but he's got 203 strikeouts in 150 innings. So, I mean, there's that. And I think that's a Scott Harris trait. They look at, and that's actually a baseball trait. They look for high strikeout guys. And then they think, can we find a way to make him more effective with his pitching so he can find a strike zone and not be so erratic? That's the Tigers' touch that they think they've
Fetter,
got.
Do your thing.
Well, it's not just Fetter. It's all throughout the organization. Do they have those guys and the philosophies and the teachings that can get the pitchers to be more along the lines of what they're looking for?
Of course.
But again, it's to your point, none of these guys are ready to put on the old English D, and we can see the fruits of the labor right now. Hey, oh, here's who we traded for. Here's the guy.
I can't sit here and say that, and nor do I care to. When you move all that and you don't get a major league ready talent back, it's kind of disappointing.
It is.
But if they could be right long term. Jordan is next. Hi, Jordan.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, Jordan.
Hey, so I just kind of wanted to piggyback off of what you guys are saying. Is I think the trade for Flaherty was the right thing to do. It's just they didn't get the return that everyone was thinking they were going to get after seeing the Astros trade. They had to trade him. If you keep him, it's a mistake because odds are he's probably leaving next year just like Erod. The question I really have is you traded him, you got no major league talent back, and next year's free agent class is terrible. I'm looking at shortstop. I'm like, the best guy out there is Willie Adames, and you're going to overpay for him. At third base, you're going to get a Bregman from Houston, which he has that connection with AJ Hitch, but he's 30 years old. You're also going to overpay for him with term. So really, what's out there? I don't think they're going to really address the outfield because I think they're pretty happy with what they have out there. It's just more of the left side of your infield, even with keeping Skubal and doing this trade, is your left side of your infield in the future is still a question mark.
Well, the area they can definitely improve on the team is the area they need right now desperately is a starting pitcher, right? That's where you can go into free agency, spend some serious money.
And that's
going to help them out because that's going to help them out the most. They don't have it right now. So if you go out there, and Doug said early, if you find a number two guy behind Skubal, and you have a rotation that's got Skubal, number two guy, Reese Olson, maybe Jackson Jobe has an opportunity to make this roster next year out of spring training, and Casey Mize, that looks like a pretty formidable rotation. But you have to do it. You've got to spend the money.
I just really have a really bad feeling that next year we're going to be in the same boat. They're going to sign another starting pitcher to a one-year deal. They'll trade them. And then you're going to waste a year of Skubal because you're only going to have a half a year left to see if you really can go for it. Because odds are Jackson Jobe isn't going to be here in 2025, or at least at the beginning.
Here's something else that can happen. The Tigers can trade Tarek Skubal in the offseason.
Mm-hmm.
Teams would have 2 years of control over Tarek Skubal, right? It's the same situation now, but it's what the teams don't get is the opportunity to use Tarek Skubal in this postseason. But they'll have 2 years if they were to move him. Maybe they're not listening to any calls on it, but maybe Baltimore feels the need in the offseason. Like, you know what? That we're not getting Burns back. Let's trade for Skubal.
Now, the one thing I just will say is when you cite the best free agents and say, and they'll overpay for them, you'll pay what it costs. Like, I don't, you know, it's at some point, for an owner that doesn't have a reputation right now of spending money, I don't know that it's fair to call in and say, you're going to have to overpay for these guys. You're going to pay what it costs to get them. If you're going to get involved in free agency, pay what it costs. And if that means that some people deem it an overpay, whatever. If the guy's going to come here and help them win next year, because if you look at what's happened in July, right, they had some bats perk up. And just the one that might be sustainable is Cole Keith. But if you add two bats and get a reasonable arm, yeah, you might shell out $100 million next year in salary for just next year. You might raise it that much. So? They're trying to win. They're trying to win. Pay what it costs.
It doesn't seem like that's going to be a Scott Harris move to sign a guy for 1 year.
But you know what?
At that kind of price?
Well, I'm not talking about 1 year. I'm saying 100. If they increase their payroll, $100 million, add two bats and a starting pitcher, if that's what it costs, then do it. And you know, he says overpay. Well, I mean, that's kind of free agency.
Do you have any inclination that they would do something like this?
No,
though,
or
is this
kind of
just
better.
Like blind faith?
No,
like,
this is, it's not blind faith. It makes sense. It makes sense for them to do this. Because if you look at what they have when Skubal, don't waste 2 years of Skubal loading up for 2027. That doesn't make sense.
I agree with you. I just don't... Everything he says doesn't tell me they're going to do something like
well,
that.
Well, he doesn't commit to anything. But, I mean, you know, Dan O'Dowd on MLB Network was talking about this yesterday. We've talked about it. If you look at this logically, this team was closer than any Tiger team in 8 years. Now they've dismantled it, and they're going to take on water the next 2 months. But don't treat it like that. If Cole Keith finishes strong, if Riley Green comes back and Kerry Carpenter comes back and shows that they can continue doing what they've been doing, treat it like a team that's close. It makes sense. And if they don't do it, yeah, then I'm pulling the plug on faith in Harrison and Illich. But you have to try and win while you know you have Skubal. Full stop.
If you want a second starter this offseason, you could actually bring back Jack Flaherty. Man, you know,
no,
like
that.
No, you could.
You
like,
could, but.
You know, what else you could do is you could sign Corbin Burns.
That'd be funny.
Which would really be an FU to Baltimore to go ahead and do that. But, you know, a move that I'd like to see. And maybe just working with major league coaches the whole time for the rest of the way, even though we may not be ready. But Chase Young, find a way to if he could play third base, it solves a lot of problems, right?
Yeah, he's not exactly excelling there.
No, he's not exactly excelling at third base. But I don't know how bad he is at third base. That doesn't sound like he's good because everybody keeps talking about, oh, he could play second and you move Colt Keith over to first. But if he could somehow play third base, that would solve a lot of problems. If sure, they look at him like and say, there's something there. We just need to work at him work with him in the offseason. Let Tram work with him. Tram works the magic.
248-539-9797. Lisa, you're next. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, good morning. I wanted to say, I guess I'm realistic that we had to move Flaherty and Canna. But I do feel that, you know, it's been a theme of the season. We need proven bats. We need proven bats. And I gotten a proven bat. And maybe it would have made the season a little less painful. And it would have appeased some people that, hey, here's a player we can put in the rotation right away. I also realize that maybe to get a proven bat, we would have had to trade Skubal. And I'm kind of selfish and want my cake and eat it too. And I want Skubal and the proven bat. And that's,
right.
I don't know if that was a realistic expectation. But I think maybe something could have been pulled off if he worked his system a little better. So along that line, I would like to say that I'd like to have a clue from Scott Harris where he's going. I think at this point, to allay the fears that we have another Avila on our hands, I would like to know something more than this is a healthy organization, because I've been holding on to my money, wanting to go see a Tigers game, and nothing has gotten me to the sticking point, I might just throw my money in for a Lions ticket.
Okay, good luck finding them. The healthy organization line means nothing really to the fans, because that implies he's happy about what they've got, what they've acquired, and they think that they will be moving forward. But it's
building a foundation throughout the organization, starting at the low A levels and the rookie leagues and moving up all the way through.
The translation is that is we got a bunch of good players that are young that are going to be here. And it's like, okay, cool, but
I don't want to wait three or four years.
Yeah, and that's kind of what happens in baseball. It's you get to the point where it's like, all right, enough of healthy organization stuff. 97 won the ticket.